Derail train in Arizona was hauling corn syrup, not hazardous materials. By Amy Furr on March 16, 2023. Approximately 8 train cars that derailed on Wednesday in Mojave County, Arizona, were hauling corn syrup. The Mojave County Sheriff's Office said the incident occurred near milepost 9 on Interstate 40 in Topak, Fox 10 reported. Although officials initially claimed the cars were hauling hazardous materials, BNSF Railway reported the substance was actually corn syrup. Corn syrup is described as a viscous sweet syrup produced by breaking down, hydrolyzing, corn starch, either by heating it with a dilute acid or by combining it with enzymes, per Britannica. Corn syrup is sold commercially as either light or dark corn syrup. Light corn syrup has been clarified and decolorized. It is used in baked goods, jams and jellies, and many other food products. Because it does not crystallize when heated, it is particularly valued as an ingredient in candies, the site continued. A map shows the area where the derailment occurred. Meanwhile, a BNSF railway official told reporters there was not yet an estimated time for those tracks to reopen following the derailment. Officials say there are no reports of any spills at this time. BNSF, as well as the National Transportation Safety Board, have been notified and are investigating, the Fox article said. In Ohio, a Norfolk Southern cargo train derailed near Springfield recently. It was the company's second loss of trains over the past month, Breitbart News reported on March 5. However, there were no harmful chemicals involved, and it was not carrying passengers when it derailed near the Clark County Fairgrounds. As Breitbart News reported, 38 cars of a Norfolk Southern freight train in East Palestine, in northeast Ohio near Pennsylvania, derailed last month, and several of the train's cars carrying hazardous materials burned as they spewed toxic chemicals into the environment, the outlet said, adding that remediation work was ongoing. Meanwhile, Senator Ted Budd, RNC, blasted Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg over railroad and airline disasters in recent weeks, per Breitbart News. He stated, "The number one priority at the U.S. Department of Transportation is to look out for the safety of the traveling public. Unfortunately, on this issue, Secretary Buttigieg has been asleep at the switch. Our country has faced numerous transportation safety challenges in just the recent months that he appears completely unprepared to handle, including the train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, 5 near misses at U.S. airports, the Southwest debacle at Christmas, and the first nationwide ground stoppage since 9/11. In its statement, BNSF Railway confirmed the train in Arizona was carrying corn syrup when the incident occurred at 7:40 p.m., adding no one was hurt.